We continue now with our second story of the evening, The Postman Always Rings Twice. This is the Screen Guild Players 1947 radio adaptation of the classic noir film, which itself was based on the novel by James M. Cain. Our production stars Celesta Berga, Rob DeSantis, and Pete Fernbaugh.
Twin Oaks Tavern, the place was called. You know the kind of joint I mean. And you can see it on any road in America. An old wooden house that had been remodeled, a lunchroom added on in the front, gasoline pump out in the yard. A sign was hanging on the pump, man wanted. So I opened the door, I walked in. She was standing there, near the counter, dressed all in white. White and cool on that hot afternoon, and looking at me as if I was dirt. She didn't fool me though. Not even then. She was dynamite in a cake of ice. I knew it, and she knew it, and she knew I knew it. And when she found out, she couldn't stare me down.
Something you want?
Not a thing. I just work here.
Oh, since when?
Since you asked.
Well, the best way not to be working here is to try and be funny. Just remember that, Mr. Smart Guy.
She was the boss's wife. Her name was Cora. Cora Smith. And every chance she got, she showed me she didn't like me a lot. I knew I had to take it slow and easy, so I just stuck to my job and I tried to get in solid with the boss. That part was a cinch. The poor guy had so much trouble keeping help. Well, by the end of the week, we were just like pals.
Oh, go ahead, Frank. Have some wine. We got to celebrate tonight.
You're the boss, Nick.
Hey, Cora, some wine for you?
No, thanks.
You're the one who should be celebrating. You've been wanting that neon sign for 2 years. Hey, Frank, you ever see a finer sign than that?
Yeah, never have.
Oh, honestly, the way she kept begging for that sign, you think it was the most...
Nick, why don't you play something on the guitar?
Yeah, why don't you, Nick?
Sure. You know, maybe Cora do a little dance for us. Oh, she's a wonderful dancer.
No, I always feel silly dancing alone. Put on a record, Nick, and I'll dance with you.
Yeah, you listen to her, Frank. I keep telling her I'm like a lot of smart men. My brains are not in my feet. come on, Cora.
How about dancing with me, Mrs. Smith?
Oh, why not? Go ahead, Cora. I like to watch dancing.
That was the first time I ever had her in my arms. Right under Nick's nose. I didn't say a thing, and neither did she. But I guess we both knew. And all of a sudden, she pulled away.
Oh, that's enough, Nick.
Save yourself. Oh, but Cora, you dance so nice together.
Yeah, well, it's too hot to dance. I think I'll drive down to the beach for a swim.
That's a good idea. You haven't been out of this place for a month.
I'll go get my things. I won't be long.
Say, Nick, why don't we all go down for a swim, huh?
I don't swim very well, and the undertow pretty strong.
Oh. You mind if I ride down in the car with her?
Not if she doesn't.
Yeah, thanks. Say, Nick... If that undertow's so strong, I'm gonna stay close to the shore.
I don't know why you had to come along. You haven't even been near the water.
I know. I promised Nick.
I promised
I'd stay close to the shore. Hey, tell me something. How'd you ever come to marry him?
That's none of your business.
Hey, no need to get sore. You come from this part of California?
Don't laugh. Iowa.
Well, why the don't laugh part?
Oh, that tired old joke. Everybody in Southern California is from Iowa.
Yeah. Did you come here with Nick?
No, I only met Nick 4 years ago. And the next question you asked before...
Maybe I knew the answer when I asked.
Oh, sure. You've got it all figured out. The smart little Jenny Mare gets herself into a nice, steady business. But let me tell you something, Mr. Smarty Pants. When I married Nick, he only had a couple of $100. Starting the Twin Oaks was my idea. And if it's making nice money by now, it's as much as...
Hey, that wasn't what I meant.
Well, the rest is still none of your business.
Okay, okay. It's your life. Sounds a little dull to me.
To you, it would. From what Nick tells me about your ideas.
Well, what's wrong with my ideas? To have my fun now, not when I'm old and rich and retired?
Oh, rich and retired. I think you'll end up a first-rate tramp.
I don't think you think that at all. Come on. Let's go back. I wouldn't want Nick getting any ideas.
Listen, Nick hasn't any reason to get ideas.
Well, I know he hasn't. Yet.
Well, I think we'd better be getting on home.
Wait a minute.
Frank, don't.
All right, I kissed you. Nick's got his reason. Now what?
Just what I told you. We're going home.
All the way home. All the next morning, she wouldn't even talk with me. She wouldn't even acknowledge my presence. But I had a feeling it wasn't just because she was mad. So I waited till Nick had started for town, and then I walked into the kitchen. Cora.
Get out of here. Are you crazy? Where's Nick?
Eh, he just had a brainstorm, drove into L.A. He thinks the laundry service is cheating him. Cora, honey.
No, no. No, wait, Frank. Please. I want to tell you something.
What?
Frank, about that question.
What question?
Why I married Nick.
My answer is that Nick came along at the right time with a wedding ring.
Yeah. Wedding ring was the first thing he mentioned.
And of course you like that. You always had to fight off a lot of guys.
A lot of guys?
Yeah.
All the guys. I don't especially like the way I look sometimes, but I never met a man since I was 14 who didn't want to give me an argument about it.
Ah. So by the time Nick came along, you were ready to marry anybody who owned a gold watch.
Well, I told him I didn't love him. I told
And he said that would come in time, but it didn't.
Oh, honest, I meant to stick by.
And so you married him and retired the undefeated champ.
Not 100% undefeated. Not now.
Cora.
Wait a minute, what's that?
Well, it sounds like someone trying to get in.
Well, is the lunchroom door locked?
Yeah. Oh, I must have locked it.
Gone away. What time is it? Is it getting late?
It's almost 6. Nick ought to be back in a half hour.
Frank, we're not going on like this, are we?
No. I've been thinking about us going away.
That's what I've been thinking too. Almost ever since I saw you. Frank, I'll leave a note for Nick. But where'll we go?
How do I know? Depends on which way we can thumb a ride.
There goes another one whizzing by.
Hey, don't worry, Cora. We'll get a lift.
But when? Oh, I don't know. Which is more tired, my thumb or my arch?
Ah, now wait a minute. We'll just take a time out. Here, sit on a bag. Ah. Yeah. Well, let's have it. What's on your mind?
Frank, if I divorce Nick, he'll never give me a nickel. He'll keep the Twin Oaks and everything.
Well, what do we care?
Well, maybe it doesn't mean anything to you, but I want to be someone. And the Twin Oaks is mine. And if I walk out like this, I'll lose all I put in it, and I'll never be anybody. I love you, Frank, and I want you. I'm not this way. I'm not starting off like a couple of tramps. I'm going back.
Okay. You're the boss.
Please understand. It's only because I love you. And Frank.
What's the matter now?
The note I left for Nick. Oh, if he gets home before we do it.
Well, where'd you leave it?
In the cash register.
Oh, that's the first place to look. Come on. Let's get back there.
Oh, it's okay. The note's still here. Gee, we made it, Frank.
Not by much. Wait a minute, isn't that Nick's car coming up the road?
Oh, then I better put that bag away.
Oh, wait a minute. Why is he driving like that from side to side?
Well, he must have been celebrating again. He's drunk.
Well, he's either drunk or crazy. Hey, Nick, look out! Look at the truck, Nick!
He almost... almost.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. Boy, oh boy, that was close. I wish you'd get into that car someday and get plastered and drive off a cliff.
Frank, you don't mean that. You are joking.
Sure. Sure. I was joking.
Of course you were joking. Of course.
I couldn't get to sleep that night. Maybe I was afraid of sleep. Maybe I was afraid I'd dream. So I went outside and I lit a cigarette and I walked around. I noticed the light was on in Nick and Cora's room, and then almost without knowing it, I was standing near their window. That's how I happened to hear what I did.
Oh, but Cora, look, there's something to celebrate, isn't it? If I sell the Twin Oaks at a big profit.
That's what I don't understand. We're making good money. Why sell out now?
Oh, for one thing, so you can take it easy. We're going back to Michigan to live with my sister.
Your sister? You never even told me you had a sister.
Oh, I didn't want to worry you. You see, she hasn't been well for the last few years. Sort of paralyzed. She needs us to take care of her.
Oh, you mean she needs me. She needs a free nurse.
Well, now, Cora, please.
I won't do it, Nick, and I won't let you sell. Half of this place ought to be mine. More than half of it. All of it. And I'll stop you somehow.
I don't think so, Cora. You remember when we got married? That little paper you signed?
Well, that just gave you the right to rent this place for us.
That's what I let you think. That paper was what they call a marriage settlement.
Nick, you didn't do that to me. Why? You thief. You cheat. You liar!
Well, after all, I'd only known you a couple of weeks. I had to protect that house back in Michigan. And since you don't care about my sister, that paper could cover the Twin Oaks, too.
Oh, Nick.
Cora, it's me.
Frank, what are you doing out here?
I couldn't sleep. I was just walking around. Cora, I was outside your window a little while ago. I heard what Nick said.
Well, I won't let him do it. I won't let him do it.
Well, I don't know how you can stop him, Cora.
Frank, do you love me?
Yes.
Do you love me so much that nothing else matters?
Yes.
Then there's one thing we could do that would fix up everything.
What? Pray for something to happen to Nick?
Oh, something like that.
Cora.
Well, you suggested it yourself this afternoon.
No, I was only joking.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Or had you started to think about it a little?
Now, wait a minute, Cora.
Frank, listen to me. I'm not what you think I am. I just want to keep this place and work hard and be something. That's all. You see, I've made a big mistake in my life. I've got to be this way just once to fix it.
They hang you for that.
Oh, but not if you do it right. You're smart, Frank. You'll think of a way.
He never did anything to me.
Sure, he did. Maybe he didn't know it, but he did it to you and me. The both of us. Oh, don't you see, Frank? Us. That's all that matters.
You really love me that much.
That much? Oh, I'm no good, Frank. I'm no good. But I love you. It's in the cards.
Yeah. I guess it's in the cards. We didn't know how we were gonna do it. We didn't have any plan. It was Nick himself who gave it to us. The following morning, he was feeling real good. Cora had made up with him, and he was bubbling over with ideas.
This fellow who's buying the place, he wants me to meet him tomorrow morning in Santa Barbara. We can all drive up tonight to have a little celebration.
Yeah, what do you mean we can all drive up? Where do I come in?
Oh, well, I want you to meet him, Frank. See, I told him you'd manage the Twin Oaks for him. Oh, I gave you a pretty good recommendation.
Thanks.
Well, he doesn't get the place until tomorrow. Anything we take in a day is still ours. Come on, let's get out there and get to work.
Well, that's how she was all afternoon. Quiet, cold, deliberate. Until we had the plan all set and got ready to leave. Now, part of my job was to get Nick drunk, but I didn't have to try very hard.
There's a long
I started celebrating around 4 o'clock. By 7:30, it was getting dark. So we locked up the place and started out. Car at the wheel, Nick and me, and a bottle of wine in the back seat.
Hey, come on, Frank. Let's have a little harmony, huh?
All right. There's a long, long trail winding into the land of my dreams.
Carter, come on. You're making the wrong turn. What are you doing?
No, I'm not. This takes us right by Lake Sherwood. I've always wanted to see it, Nick.
Huh? Oh, sure, why not?
Hey, there's a long, long trail of wine. And that's how we were when we reached the top of the pass, where the road is cut right from the side of the mountain. Nick was just having another drink when Cora stopped the car at the edge of the cliff.
Hey, what are you stopping for, Cora? We got a long way to go.
Well, the engine's overheated. I'd better let it cool off.
That's right. Got to save this little bus to get to Michigan.
Hey, Nick, how about another song, huh? We were going pretty good before. Come on, buddy.
Sure. You hold this bottle, Frank. I'll start the top. Oh, pack
up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile.
Frank?
Get out of the car quick. Stand by, I'll have to jump.
Yeah, I left it in high.
Good, we can throw it right off. He does it.
Frank, we did it.
All right, it's gonna be tough going from here. You sure you can go through with it?
Oh, after seeing that, I can go through with anything.
You'll have to muss up your dress, rip it up. I'll get down there. I'm going to climb in the car, rough myself up a bit.
Yeah.
And when you're sure I'm inside, you can head down the road and start yelling for help. Are you positive you can take it, Cora?
Oh, yes. There's just one thing now. Us. Nothing else matters.
The car had stopped halfway down the cliff, hung up on a little ledge. I scrambled down to it. I climbed in the back. I pulled the door open. Cora started yelling up the road. And then all of a sudden, the car slid forward. It began to gain speed. It turned over twice. And something hit me. And everything went black. When I woke up, I was in the hospital. Now, first the doctor was there, and then the district attorney fellow, he was named Sackett. He asked a lot of questions, wrote everything down that I said, and then he opened the door and he called to Cora.
All right, Mrs. Smith. You can see him now.
Thank you. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Shaking up a little, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, your arm?
Doctor says it isn't broken. How are you?
I miss getting hurt by a miracle.
That was a crazy stunt your husband pulled, Mrs. Smith. Reaching from the back, trying to grab the wheel.
Oh, yes. Poor Nick. He was so drunk.
Yeah. Well, I might as well get this report turned in. Chambers, you told the doctor you were driving?
I was.
Mrs. Smith told me she was at the wheel.
I was.
How about that, Chambers?
I don't know. It seemed to me like I was driving, but I can't be sure. I mean, I guess I'd been drinking a little, too.
Yeah. I saw the chemist reports on your blood. You keep drinking like that for a few more years, and your body's going to be 90 proof.
Well, I'm going to swear off that stuff right now.
That's a very good idea. You wouldn't want another accident like this. Next time, you might not get off so lucky.
They all took it like that. They all took it like that. Swallowed our story from start to finish. They brought me a lot of papers to sign, and then they checked me out of the hospital, and then Cora and I took the bus for home. All the way out, she never said one word, just kept staring out of the window. But one once we were back at the Twin Oaks again, and the door was locked, and we knew we were safe.
Frank?
Yes, Cora?
Frank, are you sorry?
Well, not exactly sorry. I just sort of feel as though... Well, Cora, let's just clear out of here. Let's go somewhere, anywhere.
And give up this place? After what I've gone through to keep it? Huh. Oh, no, not on your life. What's the matter, Frank? Getting scared?
Well, maybe I am. I almost any minute I expect to hear that guitar again. Or him singing. The way he was singing when I took the wine bottle and...
Oh, you're just using that for an excuse. You want to go away because you still think it's fun to be a tramp.
Aw, Cora, please.
You've been trying to make a tramp out of me ever since you've known me. But you're not going to do it. I'm staying here.
All right. I'll do whatever you say. And you know why.
What do you mean, I know why? Are you trying to say you're afraid of me? Afraid I might try to double-cross you? Go back to Sackett and try to pin the whole thing on you?
Cora!
So that's the truth of it. Oh, if you stay here, it's only because you're afraid to leave.
That's not true. It isn't. It is. Maybe that's why you won't let me go. Yeah. Maybe that's why you won't let me go. You're afraid that maybe I might squeal.
Maybe I am.
All right, then. We're hooked.
I guess maybe we are. But I won't feel so bad after we're married.
Married?
Well, there happens to be a law in this country, Frank. A husband and wife can't testify against each other. I think maybe we'll both feel safer that way.
She didn't want to get married right away either. Oh, she was afraid it might start people talking. So the next few weeks were pretty brutal. Her watching me watching her. Each of us scared of what the other might do. Oh, there were times I thought I couldn't stand it anymore. And then one evening, she came to me.
Frank, I think we'll get married tonight. Some little town down near the border. You bring out the car and I'll go get my things. Frank?
Yes, Cora?
Frank, before we're married, I want to know something. And tell me the truth, because I'm going to tell the truth to you.
What do you want to know?
During these weeks, sometimes you must have planned to run away. Why didn't you?
Why didn't I? Because we're chained to each other, Cora. Ever since that night on the mountain, Cora. We were on top of a mountain, Cora. But it's been on top of us ever since that night.
Is that the only reason you didn't go away?
No. It was because of you and me.
Don't say you love me now.
Funny part is, I do.
No. No. That's not love, Frank. When fear comes into it, it isn't love anymore, it's hate.
So do you hate me?
I don't know. And I've got to know. I've got to know the truth. Frank, will you do something for me? Then I'll know.
How?
Take me up to the beach swimming. That place we went the first time you kissed me.
Well, now that's a funny thing to...
Please, Frank, don't ask any questions. Just take me down to the beach, and I promise you everything will be settled one way or the other before we come back.
All right, if it means so much to you, but
here,
I don't...
You take the next road to the right.
Cora! Cora! Don't you think we're out far enough? There's a riptide tonight!
Yes, I think this ought to be far enough.
Oh, are you tired?
Oh, yes. Very tired. How about you?
I'm still all right.
I swim better than you, but you're stronger. That's what I meant. In the car.
What?
Oh, if you don't trust me completely... If you don't believe, I never turn on you.
Ah, Cora!
If you don't want me to come back with you, you don't have to. You can swim back by yourself. I'm too tired to make it. And nobody will ever know.
Ah, Cora! Listen, I wouldn't want to live without you. That's the truth.
Oh, Frank.
No, don't say another word, honey. Just save your breath. I'll take you in. Cora? Are you sure now?
I'm sure. I'm sure I love you. And I'm sure we're going to be happy. Almost as happy as if all this had come to us before Nick.
Yeah, that wasn't our luck, Cora. But we'll start out now. A brand new life.
Yes, a brand new life.
Let's kiss on that, huh?
No. No, not while you're driving.
Ah, come on, honey. Come on.
No.
Come on.
No, when we get home, Frank. Then there will be kisses. Kisses with dreams in them. Kisses that come from life. Not death.
Ah, come on. Just one little one now. Come on, honey. Come on. Come
All
on.
All right. Here. One,
two, three. Doug!
Gentlemen of the jury, I tell you, this man is a mad dog. A mad dog that must be put out of the way to protect the homes and lives of our community. Cora Smith's letter, which we found in her room, proves without question that Frank Chambers helped her to kill her husband so that between them, they could share his estate, but not content with his share. Greedy and desirous of having it all for himself, he then conceived this fiendish plan to kill her too. The evidence is complete and overwhelming. There's only one verdict that you can bring in. Guilty. Guilty of murder in the first degree.
Let them talk. Doesn't matter what they say. Doesn't matter what they do to me now. I could only be sure that Cora knows, that she understands how it happened, and if I could only be sure that somewhere, somehow, I'll have a chance to tell her and make her believe I never really wanted anything in the world but her. Funny how it all works out, isn't it? It's just like when you're expecting a letter. You hang around the front door, afraid you might not hear the postman ring. You forget that the postman always rings twice. Yeah. But he rang twice for Cora. And now he's ringing twice for me.
Closes Cloak and Dagger on the Air's production of The Postman Always Rings Twice, our version of the Screen Guild Players' 1947 radio adaptation of the classic noir film, which itself was based on the novel by James M. Kane. Our cast featured Pete Fernbaugh as Frank, Celesta Berga as Cora, Rob DeSantis as Nick, and Jalen McCrary as D.A. Sackett. Our score was composed and performed by Roberta Fadausch, and our live sound effects were created by the Holy Foley Molies.